Hello, everybody. It's me, the Vern, from the Cinema Recall Podcast, part of ThatMomentIn.com. It is day three of our 31 Days of Halloween Extravaganza, and for this particular show, I'm going to be looking at the flick Sleepaway Camp. Now, Sleepaway Camp came out in the year, I want to say, 1983, and it was directed by Robert Hitchcock, and it stars Felisa Rose, Jonathan Thurston, Karen Fields, Christopher Colt, most of the people you've never heard of before. But it's all about this shy girl. Her family was in this really bad boating accident, and then cut to many years later. She is going to camp with her cousin Ricky, and while they're at camp, there is a killer who is killing a whole bunch of people. Now, for this flick, I only knew the ending. I knew just the infamous ending because it was featured on a whole bunch of horror movie moments, and there are going to be some spoilers in this review. I cannot talk about this movie without giving it spoilers. So if you haven't seen this movie or you know nothing about the ending, then I don't know what to tell you with this episode, but just be warned, there will be some spoilers. But not so much, because when you watch this film, and from the very first time you see this, within the first, probably the first 5 minutes, you're gonna know who the killer is. And then within the first 15 minutes, you're gonna know who the killer is. In fact, after the first kill scene in this movie, you know who the killer is. I mean, the movie doesn't really try its best to hide who it is. You know damn well who it's gonna be. And yes, like I said before, spoilers here, it's Angela, the girl that, you know, had the family with a boating accident. Yeah, that's it. She's the one. But you know that right away. There's no sense of mystery for this. And I don't know who they're trying to fool. In fact, this movie would have been improved if it emphasized that she was the killer. And then, so the movie could have been fine. I mean, the death scenes are nothing really that gory. I mean, it's usually one of those, like, aftermaths of the kills, so it shows you the kills after it happens, and that's all you really get. There's some definitely bad, cheesy dialogue, which I kind of love, actually, about it. See it out. But I cannot talk about this movie without addressing the ending of it. And the ending of it is just... Excuse me. The ending, I feel, is a total cop-out with screenwriting. Now, I don't mind shock endings if it has something to do with the plot of this. But this does not. So, at the end of the movie, it's revealed that, of course, Angela has been the killer. Alright? Like I said before, it's not really much of a spoiler because you should know that from the very first death scene that happens with the crook. You should know right away that she is the killer. But it's also revealed that Angela was a boy the whole entire time, and it has a flashback with his unhinged mother wanting to make sure that the son was dressed up as a boy. And I felt that was just a total cop-out, just one of those twist endings that was done at the time just to be, shocking, alright? But it has nothing to do with the actual rest of the plot. And I think it would have been a lot better if Angela was just a killer of a whole people, of just totally assholes, because most of the people that she does kill are ones that were mean to her or her cousin. And if they just would have embraced that she's just this shy girl that goes unhinged, would have been just a much better movie. So, I got to Sleepaway Camp. Even though I know it's got a lot of cult status to it, and I appreciate that most about it. As a horror film, it gets maybe 2 stars out of 4. Yeah, 2 stars out of 5 or 4. I mean, guys, there's just nothing really much going with this movie. I mean, I'm looking at, well, the director did make Return to Sleepaway Camp, which I'm kind of curious about, but he really hasn't, yeah, that's it. He's only done just those 2 movies, Sleepaway Camp and Return to Sleepaway Camp. But hey, you know, he's got his name up in lights right there, so that's it. Yeah, so I'm going to finish up this episode of before we're doing our 31 days of Halloween, doing really quick post here. Please like and share these episodes. I really do appreciate that. Go on to Apple Podcasts, give us a good rating and review. I'll be back tomorrow and the next day and the next day with more and more horror or suspense or sci-fi movie posts. But that's it. If you have an ad you want us to play on the show, please email me at cinemarecall@gmail.com. Please make sure it's MP3 format. We're available on all social media apps like, let's see now, Twitter and Facebook. Twitter is just @cinema_recall. Facebook and Instagram is Cinema Recall Podcast. We are part of Anchor. Anchor has been amazing. Anchor is an app where you can post episodes for free. I'm recording this one on my phone right now. That's why it doesn't have the normal intro. But yeah, just please, and let me know what you think about the movies that we reviewed so far. I put a lot of work into that Plan 9 from Outer Space episode, so please check that out. It's a really kind of fun audio drama that I recorded with a whole bunch of other great podcasters. Is it the greatest in the world? No, but I wanted to try to make more of those. So let me know your feedback about the Plan 9 from Outer Space episode. Should I do more of those? I really like to do more audio dramas, all right? But anyways, folks, it's getting late here. I hope you have a great day, and happy Halloween. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.